You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I don't know where you're listening from. Could be on the computer, could be on the actual radio. Well, if that's the case, good for you. Don't throw away your transistor. It might be the only means of communication when the revolution comes. I digress. If you are in Vancouver, you're loving life because it's summertime. If not, I wish you sunshine and rock and roll in spades. World Cup, baby. Everybody's infatuated with it right now. Germany losing to Serbia? There goes my 20 bucks. What the heck? What are they thinking? Spain losing to Switzerland. I guess you can't count on the Giants in the game anymore. I guess it keeps things interesting. It's one of those events where I wish I could just not work and stay home and watch World Cup for a couple weeks. It'd be fantastic. It's kind of like the Olympics that way. You are tuned in, to the Barn Burner. I am your host for the next hour, spinning the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. Speaking of country, I've got a couple of honky-tonk heavyweights lined up for later in the show. But first, in honor of his new album and tour, I'm going to start things off with Tom Petty. And I know you can get Tom Petty on Rock 101 as well as a variety of other stations, but not what I'm going to play. This track was only available to radio stations in the 70s. It's off the 1977 Live Like promo EP, which was given to FM radio to entice DJs in North America after Tom came back from tearing up England. This is Dog on the Run. Turn it up.
We'll be right back. Take a look, take two.
Sonic's Rendezvous Band with Slow Down, Take a Look, a demo off their Easy Action album from 2004. It was a box set with a lot of their demos and live performances. Fantastic. If you ever get a chance to pick that up, I highly recommend doing so. Sonic's Rendezvous Band, it was a travesty that they didn't have a record deal in the late 70s. For my money, one of the best bands in North America. if not the world. And before Sonic's Rendezvous Band, we had Rough Francis. That's right, the Sons of Death. I like to promote those fellers from Vermont. Vermont's wildest rock and roll group. That was Blind Pigs that you heard. Maybe you're asking yourself, what's new with old Badger Bobby? Well, I tell you what, on June 30th till July 3rd, I'm going to be in Calgary, Alberta for the Sled Island Music Festival, shooting a video zine for the Lifetime Collective. You can check out a teaser trailer for it on www.lifetimecollective.com. I'm truly ecstatic about it. I get to interview Dinosaur Jr., the Melvins, the Blacklips, and this man, Mr. Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
From the shelf, turn prisons into CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support Car Free Vancouver Day and the Vancouver People's Summit on Sunday, June 20th. Commercial Drive, Main Street, Kitsilano, and the West End will become car-free neighborhoods. People will take back their streets with food, music, art, street theater, and more. The Vancouver People's Summit is on Main Street between 30th and 33rd Avenues. It is part of At the Table, a global movement of civil society groups calling on citizens everywhere to take their place at the G8 and G20 summit tables. The summit will send a strong message to world leaders meeting in Ontario that Canadians want action to end poverty, stop climate change, and create a global economy that works for everyone. Car Free Vancouver Day, June 20th, 12 to 8 p.m., Main Street, Commercial Drive, Denman Street, and West Broadway in Kitsilano. For more information, visit carfreevancouver.org. The Vancouver People Summit on Car Free Main Street on June 20th between 30th and 33rd Avenues. For more information, visit vancouverpeoplesummit.ca.
That was Deer Tick off their new Black Dirt Sessions disc with Piece by Piece and Frame by Frame. And before that, we had the Black Keys with Black Mud, an instrumental track off their new album, Brother and Hot Live Guys. I love that name for a band. From Winnipeg on the Transistor 66 label, and the track was called The Soonest, The Best. And we started off that set with Ted Leo and the Pharmacists off his new album, The Brutalist Bricks. The track was called Out of Anise. Let's keep with the honky-tonk, ladies and gentlemen. This is from Calgary's, this next one's from Calgary's The Joey Only Outlaw Band. The name of that song is called Birthday Blizzard Bus Ride Blues. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM. Crack a beer, cook up some barbecue, and turn it up to 11.
I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, driving in the northern night. Eyes were closed and it was dark outside, for I was never seen other light. Driving all around on a passenger bus is the story of my sorry life. Turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, I never knew the hour or the time. It was 3 in the morning when we crossed the line up over top the Great Divide. So it was phone on the April night and it was freaking cold outside. I was returning to Alberta because at the time it had been spring back up there for a month. I left the West Coast cause I hate the rain when the records and blizzard come up. There's a storm in my soul and an empty hole. The winds are blowing and the weather's cold. And I got no home through the north I roam, singing folk songs and terrible poems. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, driving in the northern night. Turned 29 on a Greyhound ship, I never knew the hour or the time. When I got home to Netton in the afternoon, that blizzard, it was piling high. So Lance 3, he went off to Mexico, and Timmy also's playing all night. The winds are blowing, and the bar was empty when everybody stayed home inside. T'was the big bad blizzard 2008, but the prairie farmers call it all right. They near the moisture, you see. Oh, why, there's a birthday gap. Driving on a bus in the northern night. And why is there a blizzard on April 8th? I guess Alberta kinda works that way. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, driving in the northern night. Turned 29 on a Greyhound ship, I never knew the hour or the time. What time was it, Jeff? And the East Coast is hot, and Alberta's what the coast they are not. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, my life it was always a flux. And I got no hometown anymore, there's a thousand I can call my own. When the earth is traveling beneath my feet, the only peace that I'll ever know. I turned 29 on a Greyhound night, the blizzard it was in me as us outside. And I was all alone where I had no friends, wondering when my last journey's mine. And I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, driving in the northern night. I turned 29 on a Greyhound ship, I never knew the hour or the time. I turned 29 on a Greyhound ship, I never knew the hour or the time. I never knew the hour or the time. I never knew the hour or the time. Thank you.
That was the Drive-By Truckers with You Got Another featuring Shona Tucker on lead vocals. Great harmonies in that song. Before that, we had the Joey Only Outlaw Band from Calgary with Birthday Blizzard Bus Ride Blues. I am digging their honky-tonk sound. They will definitely be getting a couple more spins on the barn burner. Do you ever have one of those albums that at a certain time in your life kind of grab you and take you along for the ride and changes... not necessarily changes the way you look at music, but kind of maybe brings you back in the fold of something that you know is pretty special. Well, I graduated high school in 1995. That's right, I am dating myself here. But one album that came out that year was by The Blue Shadows, and it was called Lucky to Me, and sent me on a foray down the honky-tonk trail to where I am currently, which is a huge, huge fan of good, good country and western music. The Black Shadows have a new, well, not a new release, but they have their 1993 classic, On the Floor of Heaven, re-released now in 2010, and it is fantastic. So I'll let you hear a track from that. The name of the song is If I Were You. Let's get her done.
In my head, been here just what I said to you, not something else instead. And then you hear what you should have heard, and then you know that every single word was ringing true. What if I were you? If I were you, believe me, I would try to see your different point of view, like looking eye to eye. You see me standing here thinking I'm fine, and wonder how without even trying could he seem so cool if I were you. If you were me, would you gaze into the mirror? The truth is looking back at you, or do you think it's rude to stare? Cause what you see is what you find out again. It looks to me you haven't seen it as yet, but one day if you would see as I do,
savvy Chicano, no savvy Spaniole, not learning as fast as I can. As I love frijoles, tortillas, and tacos, and listening to old Mexican bands. No sabe the lingo, I'm just a gringo, but I too like to work with my hands. And early mañana I'll smoke what I wanna and listen to old Mexican bands. I love the wave and the trumpets and the smell of a Mexican rose. I almost see her sombrero, the glitter and cut of her clothes. And I love old Mexican music. Agave makes me dance on my hands. No sabe, amigo, but I love the fandango and listening to old Mexican bands. Love your fandango and listening to old Mexican bands.
Merle, you still got it, man. That song there is for my mom, because my mom, when I open up my bar in Mexico, has decided that she wants to be a castanet playing go-go dancer at the actual place. So mom, that one's for you. That's from Merle Haggard's new album, I Am What I Am, which was produced by Rick Rubin. Cam from Radio Zero is in the hut here now, and we were just talking about how cool Rick Rubin is. He kind of pulled a Johnny Cash, and yeah, this entire album is fantastic. If you're a fan of the Bakersfield country sound, I recommend that you go pick that up. Rick Rubin, yes, the man that was driving around in Jay-Z's car in 99 Problems, and going into a convenience store with Jay-Z, where I'm sure everybody was like, who the hell, where did Jay-Z pick up this homeless guy? But he is that cool. What do I feel like now? I think I want to listen to the new Blitzen Trapper. Cam, should I play the new Blitzen Trapper?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I should play the new Blitzen Trapper. This is from their new album, Destroyer of the Void. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is The Barn Burner. I am your host, Bobby the Badger Ferris, with you for another 7 minutes. And then, yeah, Cam and Tyler will be stepping in for Radio Zero. So hold tight and let's get it done.
Right below the hurricane. Heaven's right
ships, well, they set sail. Your messenger, he found me, told me this tale. He said you die so rattling like teeth in your head, and you've been singing songs about dying in your bed. But that long-legged man with that knowing smile, he's been walking right beside you for plenty of miles. But you know I heard that rumor that you're gonna break that chain, and when you do, you're gonna see me again. When you make it to sacred ground, when you make it to sacred ground, I'm gonna be there, yes, I'll be around. But he don't care, cause he lives in castles made out of air. They can mock him, they can taunt him, but he pays no mind. He knows the secret roads of time. Well, they always must run crooked before they play out straight. And if I've learned anything, honey, I've learned how to wait. When you make it to sacred ground, across them borderlines, you're gonna see many a strange sight. But you gotta learn to listen, and you gotta play your part. You gotta stand at the center of your heart. When you make it to sacred ground, when you make it to sacred ground, I'm gonna be there, yes, I'll be
Vancouver's very own Rodney DeCrew off his new album Mockingbird Bible. The song was called Sacred Ground. If you ever get a chance to see Rodney, check him out. Fantastic live. Plays the Wise Hall quite a bit. Plays the Railway Club. Venues all over town. Go check him out. Before that, we had Blitzen Trapper with Below the Hurricane off their new album Destroyer of the Void. A quick note to everybody. Brian Jones Now Massacre canceled their concert. So I think it was Joel who won tickets last week. Joel, sorry, but the concert has been canceled. Like Cam in the booth has said, wow, that's surprising. So is, you know, grass being green and moonshine getting you drunk. So, yeah, it's always a crapshoot with those boys. So, yes, the Brian Jonestown Massacre has been canceled. So all those people that have nothing to do now, you should come to the Lifetime Collective because Adelaide is playing there tonight. That's on the corner of 5th and Manitoba. So go check that out. My friend Steve, I know, has tickets to Brian Jonestown Massacre. So don't go. No one's playing there. I don't know, unless maybe some drunk guy out front.